text, Hallmark Media presents title, Miss Christmas Comes to Town. At HSC Studios, signs read, Home of Miss Christmas, 28 days until Christmas. A television crew carries decorations, and an assistant smiles while she bustles across the lot.
Ding dong, merrily on high.
Text, written by Brooke Durham, directed by Jason Bork. In the dressing room, a host flips through a scrapbook. A newspaper clipping reads, Miss Christmas Ultimate Shopping Guide, Top 5 Holiday Gift Items.
Come in.
Hey, we need Miss Christmas camera ready in 20.
Okay.
Hey, are you all right?
Yeah, absolutely. Just reminiscing a little bit.
Well, let me know if you need anything, okay?
I am perfectly fine, darling. Go. Do your thing. I will.
In the scrapbook, a certificate reads, Host of the Year Television Award, awarded to Gail Storm. Gail shuts the book and sets it on her vanity table. Then, she smiles to herself as she brushes her shoulder-length blonde hair and applies eyeshadow. Gail picks a red and white jacket from a rack. Later, she wears the jacket with black sequin pants and chunky-heeled boots. On the Holiday Shopping Channel's set, she stands near a fireplace decorated for Christmas. A smiling director approaches her.
Welcome back, Miss Christmas.
Thank you, my dear.
Your bumper scripts are loaded onto the prompter, and we'll roll until you're happy with them.
Sounds perfect. It's magic time.
It's the most wonderful time of year once again. Miss Christmas is coming, and I've got lots of surprises in store for you this holiday season. Tune in on December 1st and spend 24 days of Christmas with us on the Holiday Shopping Channel.
Later.
Great first day back.
Yes, it was.
So Mayor Bailey wants you to be the guest of honor at the tree lighting ceremony.
Oh. Tell the mayor I'd be delighted.
Will do. And the station manager at WSQ Radio has asked if you want to be part of the live reading of A Christmas Carol.
Which part?
Scrooge. They're doing a gender flip.
Absolutely.
Well, that covers it. So if you don't need me for anything else today, I have a thing.
Like a date thing?
Date? What? No, I'm just meeting someone for coffee.
Mm.
What about you? Have anything else exciting planned for the rest of the day?
Nothing exciting, just an errand on the way home.
Anything I can take care of?
No, I can manage on my own. Have a nice date. Lucky man.
On the sidewalk, Gail's assistant joins a video call on her phone.
Why are you so dead set on this being a blind date?
I am a romantic absolutist.
And the first in-person impression is everything.
There's either a spark or there's not. All the profile pics in the world can't make up for it.
I must have been crazy to have ever agreed to this.
You need to have someone special in your life.
Need is too strong a word. We can use the word like, as in I would like to have someone special in my life.
You deserve to have someone special in your life.
Okay. You're crazy.
In a coffee shop.
I'm in.
He's tall, dark, and handsome.
Define tall.
And he's wearing a navy blue peacoat.
I see him. Here goes nothing.
Call me after.
As she hangs up and approaches a man's table, he peers up from his phone.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Amanda. It's nice to meet you. Normally, I don't go for setups, but Emily spoke so highly of you, and she's managed to stay married to the same man for over a decade, and is mother to a daughter I absolutely adore, so I figure maybe she knows something the rest of us don't.
Yeah, sure.
Things that you need to know about me. I am currently single, obviously, I'm on a blind date, never married, and I'm looking for someone special. This is a very hectic time of year for me job-wise, and from my perspective, the worst time. Not just for me, but for anyone to enter into any new relationship. But having said that, I do believe that Christmas is a time of magic where even the impossible becomes possible.
I actually believe that at times, too.
Really?
Do you always put yourself up there like this on a first date?
Never. You must bring out the best in me.
Amanda? I'm Michael.
She stares at a second man.
Wait. What? You're not Michael?
I'm Travis.
Travis?
Yeah.
Why didn't you say anything, Travis?
Well, it's not every day such an enchanting woman such as yourself shows any interest in me. Accidentally or on purpose. I don't want to hold you too up, so...
What time?
Whoa, gotta go.
Yeah.
Here, Michael. The seat has your name written all over it. I hope you are as charmed by Amanda as I was.
Travis smiles at Amanda, then heads toward the door. He lingers, turning to look at her before he leaves. Michael grins as he settles into Travis's seat.
Hi.
At a hospital.
So how does it feel being back in the saddle?
It's my 24th year, and it still feels like a gift.
It truly is for the folks who watch you. Ms. Christmas inspires so much joy during the holidays.
I hope I can keep doing it for as long as I can. You know, you and I have an anniversary coming up.
That is true. 5 years coming up next month. So how have you been feeling?
Maybe a little tired, but I think I'm doing okay.
We need to discuss the MRI results.
Not my favorite topic.
Me neither. I do wish I had better news to share with you.
How much time do I have?
A year or two? Maybe a little more.
But there are always new trials.
Then I better make that year or two count.
I am sure you will. Usually I'd suggest focusing on the things that truly make you happy, but I get a feeling you are a step ahead of me in that department.
Gail rubs her doctor's shoulder.
It's okay.
That is my job.
Thank you for everything.
At night at the studio.
It goes without saying, I trust you'll keep this between us.
Oh, well, Gail, of course, but I am so sorry for this news.
Please. I want to enjoy the time I have left doing exactly what I love.
Well, I suppose that's the best any of us can ever hope for in life.
Oh, honey. I want to give this Christmas everything I've got by doing something extra special.
Well, the sky's the limit. Anything you want, Gail, and I will spare no expense.
I'm going to hold you to that. That's exactly what I hoped you'd say.
Oh, it is.
In the morning.
Thank you for coming in early.
Of course. What's going on?
Well, I have some news, and I want you to hear it first.
Okay.
Directly from me.
Outside the studio, Gail and Amanda sit down on a bench.
I plan to announce my retirement.
This will be my last Christmas on HSC.
I don't understand. Why now?
As much as I would love to believe otherwise, nothing lasts forever, honey. I want to go out while I'm still at the top of my game.
This seems so sudden. Is this coming from the network?
Oh, no, not at all. This is all my decision. But wrapping it up now lets me do it on my own terms. I want us to go on tour, visit communities that could use just a little extra Miss Christmas magic this year.
I love the idea of taking the show on the road, but this is very last minute.
We leave in 2 weeks. I know I'm asking a lot from you, but it's important to me to mark my retirement with a celebration. With your blessing, I'm ready to give it everything I've got if you are.
Whatever you need. Miss Christmas deserves the best send-off that we can give her. And so do you.
I've got so many exciting ideas for the tour. But the most exciting of all is my contract allows me to name my successor. You. You are the only person in the world that I would ever want to take my place in.
Wow. Are you sure? Like, are you really sure about this?
I am. And to ease the transition, I want to introduce you as my apprentice, Miss Holiday.
You know, I've always considered myself the magic behind the magic.
You are. But you're going to be magic in front of the camera too, sweetheart. I know you will.
Yes. My answer is yes. I am going to give it everything I've got.
That's exactly what I'd hoped you'd say. Come with me.
Oh, boy.
In the studio, Amanda trips in her heels as she steps onto a festive kitchen set.
We're going to use the latest bumper scripts since you're familiar with them. Mm-hmm. Just to dip your toe in the water.
Just a dip.
Okay, roll camera.
It's the most wonderful time of Christmas once again. Oh, wait, shoot.
That's not right.
Don't worry about it. Keep rolling. Honey, just take a deep breath. Find your calm. Start over when you're ready.
It's the most Christmas time of Wonderful again. Tune in to the December 1st. Spend 24 days of the holidays with us on the Christmas Shopping Channel.
She knocks a vase over.
Ow! I'm fine. I'm so sorry.
No, don't worry.
That was a disaster.
No, sometimes you just gotta laugh. Believe me.
Oh,
I was no better the first time that I stepped in front of the camera.
It's not too late to change your mind.
Oh, no. I am all in on you, honey.
I think that you have a tendency to overestimate my abilities.
Well, you know what? I think that you have a tendency to underestimate your abilities. Sometimes you got to do things the wrong way before you learn how to do them the right way.
Right.
Don't worry, you're going to get a lot of practice on the tour.
Yeah.
Think of it as a Miss Christmas holiday boot camp on wheels.
Oh, sounds so great.
At a meeting.
Gail, I apologize to you for bringing this up at the absolute last moment. But I knew you'd never agree to it any other way. I need you to travel with a nurse to monitor your health.
Liz, come on. We're leaving to start the tour in less than 2 hours.
Gail, it is for your health and well-being, as well as, you know, my peace of mind. Look, don't worry about it. Everything's been arranged. Someone's on the way from WP Health Services ready to travel.
Someone is right here. Hi. It's Christmas. Hi, I'm Travis, Travis Van Winters. It's such a pleasure to meet you. I'm just a huge fan. I used to watch your movies when I was a kid with my mom.
Thank you for those kind words.
All right, on one condition. No one can know what's wrong. And no one can know why you are really here.
Gail, I have been thinking about that. How would it be if you, Travis, just, you know, tell people that you're my godson, and that I'm sending you along to be my eyes and ears on the tour and to learn about the business from the best in the business.
Yeah, ladies, I really and genuinely want to be helpful here, but I really don't think I'm the right guy for this cloak and dagger assignment.
We need to Miss Christmas ready in 5. You.
Hello there.
You two know each other?
Yeah, I mean...
No, we absolutely do not know each other.
I don't follow.
I'll tell you later. What are you doing here?
I was about to ask you the same question.
Well, I asked you first.
Amanda is my director of operations, and she's also my newly appointed apprentice.
Color me impressed.
Now your turn. What are you doing here?
I'm Elizabeth's godson. Yeah, she asked me if I could be her eyes and ears on this tour and learn a little bit about the business. From the best in the business.
Mm-hmm. I think Travis is going to be an excellent addition to the team.
I'm sure that he will be.
Well, welcome, Travis. The more the merrier. I guarantee this is going to be a very fun tour.
So fun. Let's get you on set.
Yes.
Yes, off we go.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Logo, Holiday Shopping Channel with Miss Christmas. Gail smiles while seated in front of a fireplace.
Welcome to the first day of Ms. Christmas on the Holiday Shopping Channel.
I'll start with the sad news. This will be my last season on HSC. But although I am retiring, I have no intention of going silently into that good night before Christmas. I will be taken to the road today to visit some communities that could use a little Ms. Christmas cheer. Our trip will be filled with appearances, giveaways, special guests, and other festive fun that you will all get to be a part of. And then we end up right back here in Westport to celebrate Christmas Eve with our farewell broadcast, wrapping it all up with a pretty bow just in time for Christmas. So I hope you'll join us. I can't wait to meet you all. And now that that's out of the way, let's start the show, shall we?
Gail and her team board a bus.
All aboard! We can't get too far behind the work truck!
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why they call him Murray in a hurry. Murray, meet Travis.
Hey, Travis, come on up.
Yep, coming.
Safe travels, everyone.
Bye. Thanks, Liv.
While the Miss Christmas Holiday Tour bus leaves the studio parking lot, Elizabeth and members of the Holiday Shopping Channel crew wave. A sign reads, 12 days until Christmas. In the bus's kitchen, Gail, Amanda, and Travis toast with Christmas mugs.
Cheers! Cheers.
And the adventure begins!
So listen, what exactly is this whole tour about anyway?
Well, we will be visiting my favorite small towns and spreading a little holiday cheer.
And introducing our HSE audiences to local artisans, places to visit, then we go on to the next town.
That sounds fantastic. What inspired it?
The letters, mostly. See, small children write letters to Santa Claus, but everyone writes letters to Miss Christmas.
Really?
There was something different about the letters this year. It just felt like everyone was missing connection, more so than ever. Christmas should be worry-free and filled with joy for everyone.
So, how did you two first meet?
Amanda's brows arch while she sips cocoa.
On a blind date.
Details, please.
Not a blind date with him, a blind date with Michael.
Who's Michael?
Michael is Emily's friend.
Who's Emily?
Emily is my sister. Look, I accidentally mistook him for Michael. End of story.
Aw, that sounds like a genuine meet-cute.
Keep your ears on the road, Murray.
So, I mean, how did things turn out with Michael?
That is absolutely none of your business.
Look, I'm just saying, I feel like I have a bit of a vested interest here. I mean, come on, I was there when you two first met. You know, and like they say, when in doubt, it's better to err on the side of romance.
On that note, I'm gonna set up my bunk. You have the pull-up.
Amanda darts a flustered glance at Gail and leaves the kitchen as Gail offers her an amused smile. On a map of Washington State, a dashed line travels southeast from Westport toward Exeter. Snow flurries fall as the bus travels onward. At a dressing table in her quarters, Gail opens a keepsake box. A Christmas card contains the photo of a smiling man with graying hair.
Still handsome, even after all these years.
Amanda carries two mugs into Gail's quarters.
Hey. Brought our tea?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Who is that?
Oh. James Andrews. Man, I almost married.
What? I didn't know you were engaged.
Well, I'm glad I still have a few surprises left in me.
He started writing me a few years back.
Had he written back?
No.
Maybe it would be good to reconnect.
Travis walks in.
Oh, sorry. Am I intruding?
No.
I just want to know if you guys need any help with anything.
I think we've got everything covered.
I'm very handy.
I'm sure you are.
No, seriously, I'd like to pull my weight around here. I mean, I'm good at packing, unpacking, cooking, cleaning. I'm really good at telling bad jokes.
Duly noted, but we're fine for now, Travis.
Okay, all right. How about I start dinner?
Travis sees himself out.
It's obvious that boy likes you.
He's not a boy, he's a man.
I thought you hadn't noticed.
He let me think he was someone else, and then I went on and on and on about myself, and it was beyond humiliating. I just... What?
Why would you want to do that?
I felt like there was a spark between us.
Oh. Was there a spark with the other guy?
No, but I think it was just because it was awkward, and I'd... Anyway, that's beside the point. I think that Elizabeth has sent him to spy on us.
He is not a network spy. I know Elizabeth just knows that we can use the extra help this tour.
Something about him doesn't add up.
At night, flurries drift above the tour bus. In the driver's seat, Murray wears a Santa hat while he snacks on chips. He reaches for the radio and smiles with delight as he munches. In the kitchen.
I like to call this Christmas cacciatore.
Catchy.
Whoa. Yeah. My mom said, hold on. All right. My mom used to say that if you add the word Christmas to anything, it makes it feel more festive.
I like your mother.
All right, taste test.
Bon appetit.
The sauce is so good.
You like it?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah, not bad. So, Elizabeth never mentioned she had a godson. Why the sudden interest in HSC?
Well, my late mother was a huge Miss Christmas fan.
Really?
When I had the opportunity to join this tour, I couldn't pass it up.
What did you do for work before?
Well, I trained as a nurse, and then I served as a medic in the Army. The last few years, I've been a medical consultant. But I've decided for a career change.
What kind of change?
I'm not sure yet. Still figuring that out. It'll come.
Career changes don't happen overnight.
Well, I have it in good authority. Christmas is a magical time where the impossible becomes possible.
Travis toasts Amanda's glass, then sips his wine. In the daytime, a road sign reads, "Welcome to Exeter, Ms. Christmas." Beyond a pine forest dusted with snow, white-capped mountain peaks rise in the distance. Amanda browses her phone while Murray drives into downtown Exeter.
Not only have I never heard of this place, I can't even say it.
Exeter. It's Gail's hometown. The first stop of the tour, the mayor wants to name a day in honor of Miss Christmas.
Did you know my last name was Christmas?
Murray Christmas?
Oh, thank you, Amanda. Merry Christmas to you, too.
Fans wave signs at the bus, and Travis visits Gail's quarters.
Come in.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's time for our daily health check.
You look healthy to me. Check.
Gail, come on. The better patient you can be, the better nurse I can be, right?
Thank you for keeping my secret. I'm sorry, it's just a bit of an adjustment.
I understand, it's a big adjustment for me too. I've never been an undercover nurse before.
We're here. I'm gonna go set up.
We're gonna have to do this later. I've gotta get ready. We're gonna visit Ms. Christmas Past. Can you go help Amanda, please?
Yeah, absolutely, would love to.
A crowd attends a Ms. Christmas holiday tour event.
For the last decade, Ms. Christmas's annual arrival has become a holiday television staple. In honor of this hometown girl who made good, we named today, December 14th, Ms. Christmas Day.
Oh, thank you. It means the world. It's such an honor and a pleasure to be welcomed home like this with such open arms. Thank you, Mayor Bailey.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you pretend to be my date?
Well, I couldn't get a word in edgewise at first. But as I listened, I wanted to be the guy you were there to meet.
Why?
Because it was clear to me that you wear your heart on your sleeve.
Well, in my experience, most men find that to be a character flaw.
I'm not most men.
And for the record, Miss Christmas never visits anywhere empty-handed.
Oh, that's us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh.
Now, we are going to play a little Miss Christmas trivia.
Great.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Now, the rules are simple. If you know the answer, just shout it out. First person to answer correctly wins a prize. You ready? Here Comes Santa Claus is a popular Christmas song written and originally performed by this singing cowboy.
Gene Autry!
Oh!
She got it right.
Yay! There you go. Congratulations.
Well done. All right, you ready? Next question. Which one of Santa's reindeer has the same name as another holiday mascot?
Cupid!
You got it! I'm correct!
I didn't even know.
Congratulations and Merry Christmas. All right, next question. Ms. Christmas, a.k.a. Gail Storm, is credited as playing the role of Helen in this 1993 holiday film. Anyone? Going once. Going twice.
It was entitled For All of Christmas.
Correct.
Gail stares as James steps out of the crowd and presents her with a rose bouquet.
Merry Christmas, Gail.
As tears mist her eyes, her face softens into a smile.
Merry Christmas to you too, James.
Amanda gives him a gift.
Here.
Thank you. Now I have something that I'd like to give you, if that'd be okay.
Thank you. Lovely.
Yes, of course.
She takes the bouquet.
Why don't we catch up after the trivia, okay?
I would like that.
All right, next question.
After the event, a crew member arranges gifts on a table. In the production tent, Gail sets down her bouquet and turns to James.
So, what are you doing here?
Well, you didn't answer any of my letters. So when I heard you were coming to town, I decided to come out and see you in person.
You moved back?
You know, they say you can never go back home again, but yeah, here we are.
Here we are.
Gail, I was hoping to take you out to dinner tonight, you know, for old time's sake.
We have to leave right after this for the next stop on the tour.
I could catch up with you at the next stop.
You never were one to be easily discouraged, were you?
We always did have that in common.
I can do this.
She reaches for his hand.
But thank you for stopping by. And for those gorgeous flowers.
He caresses her hand with his thumb.
It was really great to see you again.
You too.
As James leaves the tent, Amanda passes him on her way in. She sets a costume on a chair, then notices Gail's crossed arms.
Gail? Is that who I think it is?
James Andrews himself.
Did you know he was coming by?
No.
Complete surprise.
Generally, I like surprises.
Do you want to talk about it?
No. Maybe later.
Right now, we gotta get this show on the road, girly.
Yeah, we do.
On the map, a dashed line travels northeast from Exeter toward Rockwell. In the tour bus, Murray reaches for the radio.
Let's get ready to rock out in Rockwell!
At an outdoor table, Gail browses Christmas ornaments with Amanda and Travis.
Brings back memories. I started on HSC selling handmade Christmas ornaments.
Oh.
Amanda's mom and I used to make them in my garage.
That was a long time ago. How old was I?
12.
What do you two ladies do in the off season?
Oh, there is no off season. When you're working with Miss Christmas, it's Christmas all the time. And when it's not actually Christmas, we're busy planning for Christmas.
Doesn't that seem like way too much Christmas?
You can never have too much Christmas.
Mm. You kind of can.
Later, in the parked bus.
Gail. Hey, Gail. I have a bit of a problem with my cover story.
What sort of a problem?
It's my wardrobe. Now, I have a few civilian outfits, but most of my clothes are scrubs.
Then you are in for a special treat.
What kind of treat?
Let Amanda see if Megan's available.
Amanda, Travis is getting a makeover.
They cross the lot.
Welcome to the hair and makeup trailer.
You know, I really don't think I need a trim.
Yeah, well, it isn't up to you.
Nope.
Off you go.
Gail smiles as she follows Travis and Amanda into the trailer.
You're right. He does need a trim. Mm.
No, I think my hair looks perfectly fine.
It is a little unruly, mainly in the back.
I like unruly.
There's nothing wrong with unruly. It's just not part of the Miss Christmas brand.
Ooh, that would look good on him.
Yeah, we like this.
What?
The classic cut.
Oh. Classic never goes out of style.
Do I get a vote?
Sure. But you will be outvoted 2-1. So while you're getting chopped, we will be in the production tent picking out your new wardrobe.
Okay. Great. Can't wait. You won't be offended if I close my eyes through this process?
I prefer you did.
Okay.
Gold?
Yes. So, what do you think?
Amanda hands Travis an armful of clothing.
Try these on and then I'll know.
All right.
Over there.
Okay.
Yep. Quick change.
Yep.
Gail gives her a look.
Stop it.
You ladies ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, ready or not, here I come.
Travis wears a red suit and tie with a white shirt.
Wow.
Wow is the appropriate response.
And now it is Miss Holiday's turn.
Gail passes a garment bag to Amanda.
Okay, here I go.
Do you?
Like you're snazzy.
Oh, thank you.
I do say so.
You just did.
Amanda wears a gold skirt.
I had it made especially for you. Turn around.
It looks even better than I hoped. You like it?
I love it. Thank you, Gail.
All right. Now that you two are all dressed up,
yeah. Let
me go change and we will find us someplace festive to go.
As Gail winks and strolls away, Travis fidgets beside Amanda.
You look
yeah.
good.
So do you.
Yeah, okay.
At Hogan's Donuts.
So, did you know from a mathematical standpoint, a coffee cup and a donut are identical?
Really? How so?
They both have holes in them.
Oh, that's
That's very good. That's very good.
I've always intended for Amanda to take over. I'm doing everything in my power to prepare her.
Does seem you two seem more like mother and daughter than co-workers.
Mm-hmm. I've known her for so long, and I just love her so much. I've come to realize that the family that you come from isn't always as important as the family that you find.
Interesting.
We're good to go?
Oh, thanks. Good job.
Gail stands with Mr. Hogan.
It's magic time.
Amanda winks at her.
We rolling? Every year, starting on the 1st of December, Hogan's Donuts offers Christmas donut decorating to kids and adults right here in their very own kitchen. What a scrumptious way to personalize a gift.
We like to sprinkle a little Christmas magic on our gourmet donuts with dozens of delicious toppings.
So we're going to show you right now how to create the ultimate Christmas donut. Take it away.
Donut mind if we do.
Oh.
Wow.
Sorry. No, hey, donut judge me. I'm just a sucker for bad puns.
My apprentice, Miss Holiday, is suiting up to create a special Miss Christmas-inspired donut, completely from scratch. And she will be joined by our associate, Mr. Winters. He's a little shy.
I'm coming. Hi.
Hi. Give them a round of applause, all right? All right. Now, may the best donut win.
Travis and Amanda use spatulas to glaze their donuts, trading glances while they work. She watches him add sprinkles, then sticks mini marshmallows on top of her donut. Gail observes their friendly rivalry with a smile, nodding as they clumsily flirt and decorate their donuts with candy, pretzels, and other treats. They sprinkle sugar at each other.
Wow, look at these. What is that one supposed to be?
Oh, this? Oh, yes. Obviously, a polar bear.
Looks just like you. Looks
You're like glazing me crazy.
See? Bad donut pun. They're infectious.
Oh. Okay, they are all very beautiful, but I do believe it's between, all right, this one.
Oh.
And this one.
Good choice. Yeah.
All right, and now for the taste test, my favorite part. I love my job.
She's gonna pick mine.
Dream on, Christmas rookie.
Right?
It's really good, but not quite as good.
Oh.
This is the winner. This little reindeer is now the official Miss Christmas donut. And you can buy these normally only here in Rockwell, but now they're gonna be available on HSC as part of my gourmet gift collection. So, place your orders now. And
Merry Christmas!
And cut. We got it.
Oh, great, that was fun.
Guys, you were both so good. You were pitch perfect, sweetheart.
I think that your talent has rubbed off on me over the years.
And thank you for the assist, Mr. Winters.
My pleasure.
I'm taking this with me. I think Miss Holiday is ready to go live on stage with me tonight.
Miss Christmas knows best.
Later on set, a sign reads, "The town of Rockwell welcomes the Miss Christmas tour." Amanda fidgets with her hair and jacket.
You feeling okay? Too many donuts?
No, I didn't eat too many donuts. I'm fine. I'm fine.
Nerves, right?
Shh. We need to listen for our cue.
All right.
On a stage with oversized gift box decorations, Gail waves.
Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas! Today, we brought the Miss Christmas Tour to Rockwell, Washington. Woo! And I have brought a very special gift along with me, but I think I might need a little help unwrapping it. Is there a Ms. Avery Peters somewhere in the audience?
That's me.
Hello, Avery. Will you please join me here on stage?
High five.
Give her a hand, please. Thank you. Oh, hello, Avery. So I got your letter, and I am very pleased to meet you.
Likewise, Miss Christmas.
Oh. See, I receive letters every year around Christmas time from people asking for my help. But you know what impressed me the most about you, Avery? You didn't ask for something for yourself. She asked me for something to help lift the spirits of the people in her town. In the hopes of spreading some Christmas cheer, Avery, would you like to help me unwrap this gift back here?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to need your help, too. Let's count down.
3, 2, 1.
They reveal presents.
Now we have put a little virtual Miss Christmas magic inside each gift, a special candy cane code that will allow everyone to order one gift from the Miss Christmas collection. Free of charge, guaranteed to be delivered in time for Christmas. And Ms. Avery, the very first one is for you. Thank you. You're such a blessing. Thank you.
Good job, Avery. Good job, Avery.
And now I would like to introduce you to my apprentice, Ms. Holiday. Isn't she beautiful?
With hesitation, Amanda joins Gail on stage and offers a nervous smile. On stage in Rockwell.
I also want to introduce you to our associate, Mr. Winters. Please join us.
Hello.
Travis grabs a present from the pile and turns to Amanda.
Miss Holiday, I spared no expense getting you a very special Christmas gift this Christmas.
Thank you, Mr. Winters. It's what I've always wanted. But I'm oh so embarrassed to admit that I got you the same gift.
Oh, well, that's not the thought. It's the gift that counts, right?
No, Mr. Winters, I think you have it jumbled.
No, I think I got it exactly right. Don't you?
Perhaps Miss Christmas could set the record straight for us.
Mm. Thank you, darling. She's right. It is the thought that counts, Mr. Winters. Which is what makes this the perfect Christmas gift. It can be anything to anyone, curated to their own personal style and taste. And now I'm going to hand the broadcast back to Shannon at HSC headquarters, where she'll explain how you can send your very own candy cane code as a gift to someone special just in time for Christmas. Over to you, Shannon.
Gail stumbles as she approaches her fans.
Oh, hey, right. You okay?
Yes. You did great. I am so proud of you.
I was like a deer in the headlights.
Oh, you persevered. With a little assist from Mr. Winters. You're a natural character, Mr. Winters.
Well, you know, I did a little theater in high school.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Amanda turns to Travis.
I owe you one. You really kept me from being a train wreck out there.
Oh, come on. You're not a train wreck at all. You did great.
They smile at each other, then look out at the crowd.
There's really something special about all this, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
A little magic in it. By the way, I'm having a lot of fun working with you.
I'm having a lot of fun working with you, too.
Hmm. Okay.
We probably should help her with the fans.
Yeah, yes, yeah. Right. Absolutely, mm-hmm. Fans. Wish I had one.
On the map, a dashed line travels northeast from Rockwell toward Brookswood. Behind the wheel of the tour bus, Murray wears his Santa hat. On the dashboard, Penguin and Santa bobbleheads wobble. Amanda visits Gail's quarters.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to check in on you. You seemed a little tired last night.
Oh, we're just pulling some long hours, honey.
Okay, good. You just let me know if you need a break.
I will.
Mr. Winters, is he going to be a permanent addition to the show?
Time will tell. You know, the best moments on air happen when you just roll with the unexpected. There's something between you two. Sort of a will they or won't they buy.
Why do you say that?
Well, you have an undeniable chemistry, and it's always about what's best for the show.
Well, you're what's best for the show. Gail, put off retiring. One more Christmas on the air together.
I honestly don't know if I have another year left in me.
Well, you know what they say. You can retire, but you can't retire from being incredible.
Jesus, just go. I'll row you out of here.
In the kitchen.
How is your sofa bed?
Well, I didn't use it that much, actually. Spent most of the night hanging out with Murray.
Are you an early riser?
No, no, but you're a very noisy sleeper.
I am absolutely not a noisy sleeper.
Yes, you are.
No, I am not.
Yeah, no, you are. And we're up front. I can actually hear your snoring is like a buzzsaw.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You talk in your sleep. And loudly.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. And it's really crazy stuff, like you make bad puns and then you laugh at your own jokes.
Well, it just proves I'm naturally funny.
Okay, all joking aside, you are definitely proving yourself on this trip.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to be here. So listen, when did you start working for Yale?
Let's see. It was right after my mom passed, around the time I was getting my marketing degree. They had been friends for years, and Gail was taking off like a rocket at HSC. She needed an assistant, so.
She seems a little more than a boss, huh?
She is. We're family. How close are you with Elizabeth?
Why do you ask?
I just wondered if she gave you any insight as to why Gail's retiring.
No, I mean, she didn't mention anything to me.
I can't help but feel that she's not telling me something.
Travis's brow furrows as he shakes his head and reaches for his mug. Then in Brooks Wood, snow blankets rooftops as the Miss Christmas tour bus rolls into town. Murray rubs his face with the back of his hand, then turns toward the bus cabin.
We're here!
At a local business, a man watches the bus rolls by. On the bus, Amanda emerges from her quarters.
Have to get going. We have a busy day.
Okay.
Travis lingers in the kitchen while Amanda heads outside. He rises from his seat and walks toward a cabinet.
Gail?
Hmm?
It's time for another daily health check.
Okay.
He retrieves a medical bag from the cabinet.
You know, I know this is none of my business, but why are you not telling Amanda now?
I will tell her. After Christmas.
Okay, listen, I respect your decision. I do. It's just a... If I may, it's going to be really hard on the man if she finds out on her own. And I'm only telling you that because you two are so close, okay? Right. Shall we?
He picks up a blood pressure cuff. In the evening, Brookswood residents gather at the Ms. Christmas Tour event. Near a cocoa stand, Gail, Amanda, and Travis sit around a table.
So, Gail...
Mm-hmm.
Anything special on your Christmas list this year?
I don't make a list. I just like to be surprised.
Oh. What about you, Amanda? Anything special on your Christmas list?
Honestly?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had the time to give it much thought.
But you do realize you only have 10 shopping days left of Christmas, right?
Well, I guess I'm with Gail. I do love a good surprise.
What is your favorite Christmas gift ever?
My favorite Christmas gift? I remember one year. My mom sent away for a personalized storybook where my sister and I were the main characters. And we went on this epic Christmas Eve adventure with Santa Claus. It was so much fun. It was like we had our own version of A Night Before Christmas.
Oh, it's beautiful. And look at you now, an apprentice to a real-life version of Santa Claus.
I think you're onto something. Cheers.
Merry Christmas.
Hello there.
James winks and smiles at Gail.
You said it yourself. I was never one to be easily discouraged.
Everyone, James Andrews. James, everyone.
That's right, James, I recognize you from TV. Yeah, my mom loved your soaps. You, my friend, were her favorite.
Thank you. It's always nice to hear.
Well, it's deserved.
Aww.
James, why don't we go for a walk?
I never thought you'd ask.
Gail leads James away from the table.
So are they like...
They were. Once upon a time, James and Gail were engaged.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Not to be indelicate, but why are you here?
Maybe because with age comes wisdom. I've always regretted what happened with us. Can't help but wonder, what if we had stayed together?
Yeah. Much as I love my life, I've wondered what if sometimes.
What if we tried again?
It's too late to start over.
We wouldn't. We'd pick up where we left off.
James holds an engagement ring.
You're not proposing to me again, are you?
No, I just want to show you that I kept it. You always held a place in my heart, Gail. You were the one that got away.
She shakes her head, then rests her hand on his.
I am sorry that you came all the way out here for nothing.
Yeah.
I just don't have time right now, James.
She offers him a misty-eyed smile and turns back toward the event. James blinks rapidly and follows her. In a gravel lot beside the tour bus, they stand near a fire pit and face each other.
So,
I can reach out after the tour is over.
I'm sorry.
Gail shakes her head. Smiling wistfully, she hugs James. From a distance, Amanda watches as Gail cups his cheek with her hand.
Goodbye, Anson.
As Gail walks away from James, Amanda approaches him.
James?
Hi.
You know, I've worked alongside Gail for the past decade. For what it's worth, I don't think you should give up. Not yet.
She gives him a schedule.
These are the rest of our tour dates, along with my cell number.
Thank you. What makes you think she'll change her mind?
If nothing else, she's a firm believer in giving people second chances.
On the map, a dashed line travels northeast from Brookswood to Northridge. In the bus kitchen, Amanda and Travis decorate cookies.
What is your judging criteria, Gail?
First, presentation. Mm-hmm. Second, taste. I will give each category a score between 1 and 10.
Great.
I'm in.
I present to you peanut butter Christmas mice.
And I present to you Miss Christmas, Miss Holiday, and Mr. Winter's gingerbread cookies.
It's impressive.
Oh, I need to come back.
From when?
From when you chose my Miss Christmas donut and I totally destroyed him.
Children, that wasn't a competition. This is
game on.
Gail tastes a peanut butter mouse.
That looks dry.
She jots a presentation score of 10 and a taste score of 9 in a notebook. Next, Gail tastes a gingerbread cookie version of herself.
Brace yourself.
Good choice.
Get ready for another disappointment.
Huh?
It's a tie.
Oh, come on. What? A tie?
Each are equally exceptional. Congratulations.
Hey, if you need a tiebreaker on those cookies, you know where to find me.
All right, I'm going to try one of yours, okay? They do look adorable. Cheers.
In the evening in Northridge, a crowd gathers in front of a stage for the Miss Christmas Tour event.
Mr. Winters.
Miss Holiday.
What is the absolute best Christmas present there is?
Ooh, I don't know, Miss Holiday. What is the absolute best Christmas present?
A broken drum, because you just can't beat it.
Oh, here all evening, folks. Right here.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. That was funny. A little. Oh, well, I do think that we can do a little better than a broken drum. The best present that I can think of is just being here with all of you. Thank you for coming.
A fan gives her a candy cane heart poster. Another fan brings an elf diorama.
Oh, this is extraordinary.
She signs autographs.
Thank you so much. Letters for Santa. Yay, thank you. This looks just like me.
Macaroni portrait.
That's a keeper.
Oh, it's heavy.
A man gives her a gift basket.
Merry Christmas.
In the daytime, a reindeer bobblehead wobbles on the dashboard alongside the penguin and Santa. On the map, a dashed line travels east from Northridge to Pipestone. At night, Gail reads to a crowd.
He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle. And away they all flew, like the down of a thistle. But
I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight.
Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night. I heard someone reading my favorite story, and I couldn't help stopping by to say Merry Christmas.
So good to see you, Santa.
Hello, Miss Christmas. It's lovely to see you again. Oh, there's a secret I want you all to know. When the elves at the North Pole are running behind, we sometimes catch up with a little help from Miss Christmas. She is almost as important to the Christmas holiday as Santa himself.
Oh, thank you for those kind words, Santa.
A professional courtesy. You boys and girls are all on the nice list. Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, Santa!
Did you arrange for the visit from Santa?
I thought maybe you did.
Gail smiles to herself and winks. While guests play winter-themed carnival games, Amanda leads Travis to the Pop the Penguin booth.
I have always wanted to try one of these things.
Ooh, looks like fun. Let's do it.
All these fun carnival games.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna land on one of these three.
You ready?
Ready?
All right.
Yep.
3, 2, 1. Oh, overshot it.
Oh.
All right. Okay. I'll try one, and we'll see if we have. I gotta get you a prize here, okay?
Okay.
I'm gonna do this, win you a prize, and I'll even look.
A toy penguin misses a target.
Oh! You know, I have an idea.
Left, so,
all right,
okay.
Just roll with me here. I have an idea. I'll be a backdraw. Hit me with it, I swear. We'll
really?
Yeah, just bounce it off me.
Amanda wins.
Oh, oh, you did it!
Yay!
Good job! Oh, there you go.
So, oh, it's cute.
Hey, let's take a photo for posterity.
Okay, yeah. Whereabouts? Okay, after you.
They enter a photo booth with Christmas props.
Thank you.
A photographer readies a camera.
Okay. This is like the day after Christmas.
They strike silly poses. In photos, she honks his Rudolph nose and hooks him with an inflatable candy cane. Later, they stand outside the bus.
You know, my mom had this marvelous theory about missed kisses. You know, all the chances for romance that you never pursue or never work out. But just so many things had to happen, they're right or wrong, for us to end up right here in this moment together.
It's worth every mistake I've ever made.
Amanda looks at Travis's lips. Then she leans in and kisses him. As their kiss ends, he cups her face with his hands and leans in for another. They linger, lit by the glow of Christmas lights. Slowly, Travis opens his eyes and gazes at Amanda.
I didn't want to miss another kiss. Good night.
Good night.
Amanda smiles at Travis, then opens the bus door and heads inside. He starts to walk away.
Hey! I forgot that you lived here.
So did I. Yeah. You know, listen, I'm gonna grab a snack, I think.
Yeah, good idea.
I'll be in a little bit.
Okay.
Travis grins to himself and pumps his fists.
Yes!
In the kitchen, Amanda smiles. Then, she opens a cabinet. The contents of Travis's medical bag scatter on the floor. As Amanda retrieves a patient chart and looks inside, her smile fades. Amanda climbs off of the tour bus. She blinks back tears as she strides toward the production tent.
Hey, you, stay away from the pastries.
Oh, okay, all right.
I guess now would be the time to tell me what's really going on.
As she holds up the medical bag, Gail and Travis freeze in their tracks.
Could we have some privacy, please?
Yeah, of course. I'm sorry.
Travis leaves the tent, and Gail gestures toward a nearby couch.
Let's sit.
Okay.
She reaches for Amanda's hand.
Honey, I have a brain tumor.
What?
Travis was hired to be my nurse. Elizabeth insisted on it as a condition of the tour.
This is not how I intended for you to find out. I knew something was off. You've been so exhausted. Your sudden decision to retire, you wanted me to take over the show?
I have always intended for you to take over the show. Now it just has to happen a little sooner than I originally planned.
You should have told me.
Travis wanted me to. But I wanted to wait till after Christmas.
After Christmas? Why? Why not now?
Because telling you makes it real, I guess. Telling you makes it inevitable. I don't want to be treated any differently, Amanda. I just want to enjoy the time I have left doing exactly what I love, surrounded by the people that I love.
I was the one that was supposed to be there for you. You have always been there for me, sweetheart.
And gifting you this show, honey, means that I get to take care of you too, even after I'm gone.
Are you sure that you have pursued every treatment possibility?
You know me. I never give up without a fight. But this is one battle I just might not win.
This isn't fair. I am not ready to lose you.
They say I have another year. Maybe two.
Well, that is too soon for me.
Listen to me. I have had the most wonderful life. And knowing you has been the best part of it. You are the daughter I always wished I had. No, honey.
She wipes the tear from Amanda's cheek with her finger, then strokes Amanda's hair.
You may have thought it was the right thing to do to not tell me. But I feel selfish. And I have never once known you to be selfish about anything. I don't know what to say. I think I need to talk to you about it in the morning.
Amanda!
Amanda strides out of the tent, leaving Gail in tears. At night, the tour bus leaves Northbridge. In the morning in Mission City, Amanda and Travis walk on a sidewalk.
You know that if I could have told you, I would have, right?
I understand. I hate being deceived, and this is worse because you both lied to me.
And I know that, Amanda, and that is why I am truly, truly sorry.
Thank you. I can't imagine my life without Gail. She's been like a mother to me.
And you would do anything for her, wouldn't you?
Anything.
You know...
They stand near a post office.
Nursing is not really my dream job. I just did it because I wanted to help my mom when she got sick. And I was lucky I got a chance to be with her all the way to the end. Listen. There's going to be a lot of hard days up ahead. But there's also going to be days you're going to have to cherish, okay?
I'll be there for Gail every step of the way. I'm sorry about your mom.
Thanks. But, you know, she's probably up there right now staring down at me, and she's happy because I finally decided to do something for myself.
Like finding your dream job.
Yes, like finding my dream job. As a matter of fact, I think playing Mr. Winters is my dream job. Mm. And I owe it all to you and Gail for supporting me.
Yeah, well. You're a natural at it.
So are you.
I'm not quite there yet. I have a lot to learn. I think I'm ready to tell her how I feel.
That's a great idea. Come on.
While a crew carries decorations, Gail, Amanda, and Travis gather in a gazebo.
Gail, thank you for giving me time to process. I'm not facing what you're facing, and...
I don't know how I would handle it, but I do know that you are trying to protect me, and that's what matters the most. Now, for the rest of the tour, you're going to have to tell me how you're doing on a daily basis.
Today, I am feeling good. Despite the extra work, the tour has made me feel like I'm 10 years younger.
I'm glad to hear it. What is your professional opinion?
Well, it is true that being active and productive is beneficial health-wise. With this specific diagnosis, things can remain good until, unfortunately, they aren't. It can take a turn very suddenly.
Gail? I'm going to need you to be honest.
I will. I promise.
And Travis, if you become concerned about Gail's health at any moment, just tell me, okay?
I will. I promise.
Well, all right. I think it's important that we embrace the silver lining in this not-so-great situation. For better or worse, we are all in this together now. So let's make every moment that we have in the road count. As a family. All right?
You got it. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Sorry to interrupt. Are you ready for our shoot?
Oh.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Sure. Family photos.
Great.
Okay. Down here?
Come on right in here.
All right.
Yeah, let's give you coats over there. Great.
All right. It looks spectacular.
They pose in front of the gazebo.
Great. All right, give me a little holiday cheer.
Merry Christmas! Mr. Winters.
Miss Holiday.
Have you finished your Christmas shopping yet?
I'm afraid not. I actually haven't even started.
Wow. Well, you had better catch up because there are only 4 more Christmas shopping days left.
Ooh.
That's right. 4 more days.
Gail blows kisses to her fans.
Do you know why they call me Ms. Christmas? Because I pride myself on being able to pick out the perfect gift for anyone. Like this. This is a little piece of jewelry that I absolutely adore. I first saw them when I was touring the local craft shops right here in Mission. In fact, thank you, Mr. Winters. JD, come here. In fact, I love them so much that I asked JD here if she could possibly find a way to make enough so that we could share them with all of you. JD, what was the inspiration for this idea?
Well, in A Christmas Carol, Scrooge says, "I will honor Christmas in my heart and try to keep it all the year." And with this brooch, you can honor Christmas by keeping it near your heart.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Thank you. Shall we see if the audience loves it as much as I do?
I think they will.
All right, are you ready? This item goes on sale right now.
Text 500 units only.
Wow, that sold out fast. Record time.
Wow, we are all sold out already. That was faster than Santa can shoot down the chimney, wasn't it? Congratulations, Jadeen.
Seriously?
Yes.
That's incredible.
You are a reminder that small towns like Mission are not only great places to visit, but they are great places to shop, too.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And we'll be right back.
As Gail becomes dizzy, Travis steadies her.
Wait, who are we? You okay?
Yeah. I'm perfectly fine. It's exciting. Hello and Merry Christmas, everybody. Oh, I need to get a selfie. Thank you. Hello.
On the map, a dashed line travels from Mission City to Elmhurst. In the bus, Travis checks Gail's blood pressure.
Oh, Gail, you are dehydrated. Probably from your medication. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you an IV of fluids. And hopefully you'll feel better soon.
Thank you. I'm grateful you're on this trip with us.
It's my job and my pleasure. Mr. Winters, this is my side hustle.
Okay.
Gail, when you're ready, there is someone outside, and I think you'd be interested to hear what he has to say.
Okay. We'll be out soon.
Good.
In the daytime, Travis offers his hand to Gail as they leave the bus.
Oh, thank you. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
While Gail joins Travis on patio chairs beside the bus, Amanda smiles and greets James nearby.
Hi. So nice to see you.
Hi.
I'm glad you came.
Thanks so much.
Gail!
You, my dear, are a stinker.
Come on, Travis. I think these two have a lot of catching up to do.
Oh, no. You both stay. You are in this with me now.
James, would you like to have a seat?
Thank you. Hey, good to see you.
So, why don't you tell us how you both met?
We were high school sweethearts, a knack for theater. And after graduation, we took a chance in Hollywood.
We were working steady, getting supporting roles, a few leads. Plus, we both wanted to get married.
But I had to take a break, move back to Westport to help out my parents. And after a while, I had no desire to move back. But James, and rightly so, had no desire to leave. We kept in touch for a while, but we just drifted apart.
I concur with most of the facts of that story.
What'd I get wrong?
Hey, had you said the word, I'd have left it all behind for you.
I could never do that to you.
I think we were just following our heart at the time, and it just didn't lead us back to each other until now.
Why now?
I'd like to be a sponsor on the tour.
You can't be serious. The tour's almost over.
I'm absolutely serious. I'll have you know you're looking at the primary investor, the Pop-Up Christmas Tree Company.
And what is the Pop-Up Christmas Tree Company?
It's easier to show you. This is our pocket-sized travel version. And it's for people who spend time on the road at Christmas.
Aww.
Isn't that cute? And we have these that range anywhere from 6 inches, like this model, on up to 6 feet.
Gotta say, I kind of love it. What do you guys think?
It made me smile.
I side with Gail here. I think people are going to love it.
All right, Amanda. Do you think you can find a spot for a kiosk for James?
I am on it.
In the meantime, how about you and I take a little tour around Elmhurst?
Shall we?
Yes, we shall.
On a sidewalk.
What made you start writing me?
For all of Christmas came on one night. And I got to thinking how happy we were. And the fact that we never did have a good reason for breaking up.
No. Love was still there. But I needed more. I needed a purpose.
A creative outlet.
I don't know. Had we stayed together, none of this would exist. We've managed to make the world a better place.
Gail looks up into James's eyes, then smiles and takes his arm as they stroll together. In the afternoon at the Miss Christmas tour event in Elmhurst, James smiles while he sells pop-up Christmas trees at a kiosk near other vendors.
Merry Christmas.
So, what's the verdict?
We like them. Festive and convenient. Those are the key takeaways.
So how would you feel about coming on air with me tonight?
I would like that. Back on stage together, we just like old times.
Gail collapses.
Gail?
Gail.
Gail, can you hear me?
Gail, we're here. Hey, we're here.
Gail? All right, call 911 and put on speaker, please.
Yeah.
Gail? Gail, honey, can you hear me?
911, what is your emergency?
I need an ambulance to Elmhurst Fairgrounds. I've got a female here, early 60s, unconscious with an erratic pulse. I think she's having an adverse reaction to her medication.
What is the medication for?
Metastatic brain cancer.
Stand by on the line, an ambulance is en route.
Thank you. Gail?
Gail, we're here, okay?
Can you hear me?
Gail's hospital room.
Welcome back.
While Gail wakes up, Amanda holds her hand.
What happened?
Oh, you're in the hospital. You just had an allergic reaction to your medication. They've adjusted the prescription. It shouldn't happen again.
Elizabeth wants us to cut the tour short. She would feel better about you doing our final broadcast at the studio.
What do you want to do?
It's not my decision to make.
Well, I am making it up to you. Whatever you decide, I'll stand by.
James arrives with a smile and a flower bouquet tied with red ribbon.
I'll check back in a bit. They're gonna keep you here to monitor you. Just to be safe. Try to rest. Thanks.
Okay.
As Amanda leaves, James walks to Gail's bedside.
The lack of festiveness in this room just wouldn't do.
That's very thoughtful of you.
You gave us all quite a scare.
Yeah. Sorry.
We never did have great timing, did we?
No, we did not. And now, I don't know how much time I have left.
That's why it's important for us to take the time that we do have, make it count.
There's still something between us, isn't there?
Always has been.
If you don't have plans, why don't you come to Westport and spend Christmas with me?
Spending Christmas with Miss Christmas? What could be possibly better than that?
Well, Miss Christmas is going to be retired by then. So you'll have to settle for just me.
That's even better.
She smiles and reaches for his hand. Meanwhile, in the hospital's hallway, Amanda meets up with Travis and Marie.
I have news.
How's she doing?
She's awake, as spirited as ever.
Oh, good. Yes. So are we staying on the road or are we headed home?
To be determined. I'll let you know as soon as we figure it out.
Okay, keep me posted. I'll be in the bus. It's my happy place. I kind of need that right now. Mm-hmm.
While Murray treads down the hall, Amanda and Travis idle near the reception desk.
I hate to think of what would have happened if you hadn't been there.
Oh, let's just say I'm happy I was. She's not just a patient, she's a friend. We're in this together, right?
We are. You know, Elizabeth wants us to head back to Westport early to finish the last few episodes. Mm. Gail's leaving it up to me.
It's a big decision to make.
What do you think?
I think you both owe it to yourselves to finish what you started. And not to worry, I'll be right there with you the whole way. I'll be arms reached away from Gail all the way to the end of the trip. But you need to finish strong. Because believe me, you will be so much more happier knowing you spent that extra time together.
That's exactly what I'd hoped you'd say. Thank you.
Amanda embraces Travis. Later, they return to Gail's room.
Any news?
The doctor wants to keep her overnight.
But we have a show tonight.
In all these years, I have never missed one. I'm going to have you fill in for me, honey.
I'll give it my best shot.
Mr. Winters can go on with you.
Yeah, sure.
No, he needs to be here keeping an eye on you because I can't.
Okay, well, Mr. Winters will be with you in spirit. I'll be here with Gail watching the show and be rooting for you every step of the way.
Sit.
Gail reaches into her purse and takes out a gift box.
I thought you might want to open your Christmas present a little early.
You've already given me so much.
Wearing it will bring you luck tonight.
Amanda finds the charm bracelet.
It's a keepsake of our time together. And you can add little individual charms with whatever the future may bring.
I love it. Thank you.
Amanda looks in the box and smiles.
What is this?
She unfolds a note written on Christmas stationery. While she reads, she blinks back tears. Gail smiles and presses a hand to her heart while she watches Amanda.
It's beautiful.
She holds Amanda's hand.
All right. One last professional tip from one pro to another. When you look into that camera, just be your authentic self. Your goal as host is to create trust and just have an honest and open dialogue with your viewer, from your heart to theirs. Let them really see you and see how fabulous you are. Wish me luck.
Amanda kisses Gail. At night near the tour bus, a fire pit glows. In Gail's quarters, Amanda picks a red outfit from a clothing rack. At the hospital, Travis sits near Gail's bedside.
So I'm curious. Do you mind me asking what the note said?
That's just between us girls.
My sweetest Ms. Holiday, I am so proud of the wonderful person you've become. And I'm so honored to have you carry on my legacy. You may not feel ready for this, honey, but I know in my heart that you are. I have watched you grow into a confident and fearless woman with a passion to connect with people. Everything you are is all you ever need to be successful, now and always. That's not only true for Ms. Holiday, but for you too, Amanda. Thank you for being part of my journey. I love you. I believe in you. It's your magic time.
5-minute warning, Miss Holiday.
Amanda rereads Gail's note, then stands tall in front of a mirror and buttons her jacket. Meanwhile, in the hospital, Gail and a crew member set up a laptop.
So how does this work?
It's a live feed from our production hub, separate from the broadcast. We get to see everything.
I'm nervous for her.
She's gonna be great.
Gail puts on an earpiece and glances up at Travis.
But maybe you should be there.
Are you sure?
I got James. Go.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Okay.
Travis grabs his coat and heads out of the hospital. At night, a crowd gathers while Amanda waits on stage. A crew member gives her an earpiece, and Amanda lovingly touches her charm bracelet before slipping the earpiece into her ear. She smiles to herself, holding the bracelet against her heart. With the earpiece in place, Amanda looks away from the gathering crowd.
You look absolutely fabulous.
She cracks a smile.
Are you here?
No, following doctor's orders.
I have a live feed in my room. I didn't want you to go up there alone.
I am so lucky.
I have the voice of Miss Christmas herself in my ear.
You're gonna be wonderful. Break a leg.
Travis wades into the crowd. At the front, he stops and catches Amanda's eye. As he flashes a thumbs up, she winks.
It's magic time.
Gail winks in her bed, and the director counts down with his fingers.
Welcome to the Miss Christmas Tour on HSC. It is so very important for you all to know that Miss Christmas was called away on urgent business this evening to the North Pole. She is helping Santa Claus himself with last-minute preparations for his big night. I also happen to know, for a fact, that Miss Christmas is watching right now. So how about some Christmas cheer for Miss Christmas herself?
Gail grins while watching.
Thank you.
It means the world to her. For those of you who don't know, I am Miss Holiday, Miss Christmas's apprentice. Before I get to the next thing from the Miss Christmas collection, I wanted to take a moment to talk about the holiday season. It is a time of year that means many different things
to many different people.
For some of us, it is about connecting with family and
friends over a festive meal.
An exchanging of presents, baking that favorite holiday recipe, and decorating the Christmas tree. We all have our very own unique traditions, and we love to celebrate them each year. I have worked with Miss Christmas for 10 years now. And if there is one thing I have learned from her above all else, it is this. Christmas is a time of magic.
And it is hiding in the most unexpected places.
But if you don't believe in it, you're never gonna find it. You need to believe in the magic to make the magic possible. Now, on to the show.
While Amanda beams at the crowd, Gail applauds from her bed. At HSC Studios, a sign reads, One Day Until Christmas. In the dressing room, James stands beside Gail.
I read every one of your letters.
Better late than never.
I had no idea you were such a poet. Thank you for not giving up on us.
Never.
James and Gail share a tender kiss. Later, Gail gathers with Amanda, Travis, and Elizabeth.
I would like to propose a toast. I think that when you're with someone, and time goes on, you start to forget what brought you together in the first place. My hope for you two is that together, you can find a balance between work and having a life, which is something I could never master. Love should be something that you are excited to work for.
Well said.
Here, here.
Well said indeed.
To love.
To love.
To love. Oh, I love champagne. Come on, girl.
Yeah, that's very nice.
She leaves with Elizabeth.
You know, I do like the idea of being a couple for Christmas.
A couple for Christmas?
Mm.
I kind of like that idea, too. But a couple of what?
Is that your attempt at a bad joke?
Well.
Come here.
Travis and Amanda kiss in front of a Christmas tree.
Sean?
They join gala on set.
It has been my absolute pleasure to come into your homes every year at Christmas time.
You have allowed me, in a way, to become a real-life version of Santa Claus.
But the greatest gift I've ever known is not one I gave. It's what you've given me.
This beautiful community of friends and co-workers. And you, my dear viewers, I am so blessed to consider all of you my family. I love you.
Amanda takes her hand.
Although I may not be here to celebrate with you next year, I make this Christmas wish for all of you. For this Christmas, and for every Christmas yet to come, may you never be too grown up to believe in Christmas magic.
Gail winks, then puts her arms around Amanda and Travis.
All right.
Merry Christmas!